15rounds.com here with welterweight contender Randall Bailey, who fights out of Miami, Florida. Randall, you had a controversial fight last week against Saeed Awali. It looked like you were on your way to a knockout. However, you got tangled up with Saeed, and he ended up falling out of the ring, and they ruled about a no contest. Saeed's camp had claimed that you lifted him and threw him out of the ring, while you claim you were just trying to shake him off of you. What exactly happened in your eyes?
Okay, well, I slipped his punch. When I slipped his punch, he leaned over on me. I lifted up. He was on my shoulder. One thing I did was turn around and put him in the corner. He could have just easily got off of me. But on the video, on the tape, on the video, I'm looking and I see he went to reach for the top rope. Why? I don't know.
Now, since you were apparently headed to a knockout, now they're talking about either possibly having a rematch or maybe you being bumped up to the number one contender spot. What do you think is more likely to happen and why?
I don't know what's more likely to happen. I know what I want to happen. I would like him to agree to the rematch so that we could clear the air and everybody would see that I was going to knock him out, because I will knock him out. Saeed is not on my level. Just give me that and I'll be satisfied, because first off, you know, I actually thought he hurt himself really bad, you know, and he really didn't. You know, he went to the hospital, he was out of the hospital in no time, and was back at the hotel chilling with his friends, talking crap, and wasn't nothing wrong with him. You know, so it kind of hurt me on the inside, because, you know what I'm saying, I really thought he had hurt himself, you know what I'm saying, falling out the ring, when he really was just trying to find a cowardly way out of getting knocked out.
Now, in this day and age, it seems like a lot of fighters are only in this for the money and always want the biggest money fight. Being that I said that, why would you rather have a rematch with Awali when you could maybe get a title shot next with Jan Zevich, the IBF champion?
Everybody's fighting for the money, but me, I fight because I like to fight too. I got into boxing because I used to get in a lot of fights on the street, and I just love to fight. So, you know what I'm saying? Fighting him is no problem. You know, win, lose, or draw, we in a fight. And that's what I want.
Right.
You know? If I'm elevated to fight Zavik, whatever, I still would like to see Saeed, because he's, you know what I'm saying, he was a friend of mine, you know? And for him to pull a cowardly act like this, don't sit well with me.
But, since you moved up to welterweight, you're 3-0. Pardon me, you're actually 2-0-1 with the no decision. You scored a phenomenal first-round knockout of Sugar Jackson, which is definitely a candidate for knockout of the year. Do you believe that moving up in weight has made you a stronger fighter, or do you just think that maybe you're fighting a little bit smarter or putting your punches together better?
Well, I'm definitely punching a lot harder at welterweight, and I'm definitely fighting a lot smarter. So it all comes together. I'm even training a little better. You know, everything happens for a reason. You know, the move up was time for me to move up. I've been fighting at 140 since I was 16 years old. I'm not getting no younger. I'm getting older in this game. So you know, the time for me to move up was right.
Today, it looks like a lot of promoters really want to keep the fights in-house. As you saw, Bob Arum's last couple fights with Pacquiao, first he put him against Cotto, who was his fighter, and then after that he had put him against Joshua Clady, who was his fighter, and then he also had recently put him against Margarito. Since that seems to be what a lot of promoters such as Arum are doing, do you think that maybe Lou DiBella would consider putting you with his fighter, Andre Berto?
I think me and Berto probably would mix it up. So, me, myself, the money wouldn't be significant enough for me to fight Berto right now. I would rather wait till I've fought Zavik and have a world title, and then me and Berto fight a unification bout, because it'll be more at stake for both of us.
Now, you and Berto were both from Florida. Have you guys ever crossed paths, in the gym or in a friendly way or whatever?
No, we bumped into each other before, you know. I went to his press conference when he fought Urango, and we chit chatted a little bit, you know. But you know, it's a business, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to fighting, I know very well that, you know, you have to put your friendships to the side when you're dealing in boxing.
You've had a lot of ups and a lot of downs in your career as well. You know, you've been stopped in some tremendous bouts. You've also scored some phenomenal victories. What would you say is the best and the worst moment of your boxing career?
I have no idea right now. I won't be able to tell you until my career is over.
Okay. All right.
And that's just keeping it totally 100 right there.
Okay.
When do you think we could see you again? You know, obviously, you had a frustrating fight. You didn't really take any punishment in that bout, and it looked like you were off to a knockout.
Well, we have a date scheduled for February 18th back in Belgium. So, you know, hopefully Wilder will take the fight so we could do the rematch. If not, I'll probably end up fighting somebody else.
So regardless, you're going to be fighting February 18th in Belgium?
Yeah.
Good.
Now, being that if you fight Wilder again in Belgium, it's going to be, you know, kind of his adopted hometown where he's going to be the crowd favorite. Do you believe that maybe that it's going to be a much more hostile environment, you'll be in that what happened and everything, and the press over there might try to say that you tried to lift him out of the ring?
Let me tell you something about the Belgian people. The Belgian people are really people. You know, it was a lot of hometown people that are originally from Belgium, born and raised from there, you know, that was in the crowd, but they wasn't, you know, voicing their opinion because it was a lot of Moroccan people there that were acting very idiotic in the crowd. If you look at the film, you'll see a whole bunch of Moroccans with their flag colors on, the orange and the whatever the freaking color it is, you know what I'm saying, making idiots of themselves, making noise because they don't know what's going on, acting like they wanted to jump on me. But like I told them, you know, it's cool, you can be upset, but you know, y'all jumping up on the ring, y'all come in the ring, that's your ass.
So did you in any way...
All that hoopla you're doing outside the ring is fine and dandy. I have no problem with it. But you come in the ring, you're going to get what your boy was about to get.
did you feel at all threatened by any of the fans? You know, maybe that some of them were trying to attack you?
Not at all. You can't do nothing from me 10 feet away. You get in range, and then you talk about you want to do something, then you got a problem.
Right.
But all that yelling on the outside, that don't bother me.
A lot of guys don't really want to go over to other countries, you know, since they're worried about getting robbed on the scorecards and whatnot. On the opposite end, you're a guy who's a strong puncher and always has been known for his knockout power, hence your nickname, the Knockout King. Since you are such a strong puncher, do you maybe like going overseas, since you know that if you're going to get a victory overseas, you're going to knock the guy out anyway?
Well, let me tell you, I went over to Belgium to fight Jackson. Jackson is almost like a national hero in Belgium, you know. And I went over and I fought him there in his hometown. When me and Jackson fought, it was before I even made it to the ring. Soon as his music went off from him being in the ring, the whole started booing. The whole arena started booing. But after me and him fought, you know, those boos turned into cheers. And you know, I got like over 1,000 people from Belgium, born and raised in Belgium, on my Facebook page that welcomes me back every day. They can't wait till I get back, and they even send me messages on Facebook on my post. If you're a friend of mine, you can see they even agreed that they felt Wally was faking.
Right.
So you said you'll be back on February. Which is going to be next year. What is your outlook for 2011 beyond? And if you are victorious over Wally, how quickly would you like to get in the ring, either with Jan Zevich or with another one of the champions, being that you would then be a top contender?
Well, if I fight on the 18th of February, you know, my next fight probably would be against Jan Zevich because, you know, the mandatory will be up, and we'll probably end up fighting around about June.
All right, Red, Thank you very much. I really appreciate your time. Do you have anything to say in closing for the boxing fans all around the world and at 15rounds.com?
Well, I just want to say, you know, Randall Bader, Knockout King, 2011, IBF, welterweight champion of the world. That's a promise to my fans and to myself.